Dr. Schneid dictating a 600-walk test on patient Donald Smith. This goes to Patrick Ellis, MD on 9/3/24. Mr. Smith performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a urinary saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 419 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 91%, period. No paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Gary Parrish. This goes to Kimberly Martin. On 9/3/24, Mr. Parrish performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95%, period. The patient achieved 351 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 90%, period. The patient did pause at 2 minutes and 38 seconds due to hip pain and dyspnea, but did not desaturate. Period and paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galfier on 9/3/24. Mr. Stern performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/18/24, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Katie Cook. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 9/3/24, Mrs. Cook performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial activity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/8/23, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Jerry Gilbert. This goes to Amanda Shirley, PA on 9/3/24. Mr. Gilbert performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Without a significant airways obstruction or bronchial activity, period, compared to a prior study dated 3/19/24, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Scott Bushman, B-U-S-H-M-A-N. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 9/3/24, Mr. Bushman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/30/24, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Ruth Matthews. This goes to Dr. Badoki. On 9/3/24, Mr. Matthews performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 488 meters in 6 minutes and saturation remained 97%, period. Of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Stephen Stephen Kunkel, Kunkel. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 9/3/24, Mr. Kunkel performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98%, period. Patient walked 355 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Valerie Thompson. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 9/3/24, Mrs. Thompson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 93%, period. Patient walked 409 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. And paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Waugh, W-A-U-G-H. This goes to Dr. Tai on 9/3/24. Mrs. Waugh performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with minimal airway obstruction pier. The air velocity index was less than 1 pier. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/2/24, this sum deterioration of flow rates, period of hypoglycemic compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in Pamela Brotherton, B-R-O-T-H-E-R-T-O-N. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 9/3/24, Mrs. Brotherton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forceful capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of air was obstruction pier. The air velocity index was less than 1 pier. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued minimal reduction of lung volume. Compared to a prior study dated 3/30/22, there's been some improvement period of hypoglycemic compression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstructions, showing some improvement period. Thank you.